Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Ilda, I-L-D-A, Trethaway, T-R-E-T-H-E-W-A-Y. Ilda Trethaway is a 53-year-old woman who reports she sustained multiple injuries while at work on 5-7-19. Appears she was assisting with restraining a severely disabled student from being self-injurious to him, as well as dangerous to others. Appeared as a result, she believes she injured her upper extremity, especially the right shoulder, comma, the right lower extremity, comma, groin discomfort and pulling, pain to the groin, and right great toe discomfort. Appeared she was seen at urgent care after this incident. Appeared she had further evaluation and treatment, including right total hip replacement on 3-1-21. Appeared she is no longer receiving any active supervised treatment. Appeared she previously received physical therapy and is currently using a 10s unit at home. Period. In terms of mechanism of injury, she specifies that she was using her arms in an underhanded fashion to help restrain this individual. Period. He lunged forward. Suggests that she lunged forward, holding the boy who was on the ground. Period. Her clog caught on a rug while holding a student, and she hyperextended her body. Period. Soon after the event, she experienced groin pain and later noticed right great toe pain. Period. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Trethaway alleges she was restraining an autistic child on 5-7-19, resulting in permanent injuries to the right foot, comma, right shoulder, comma, right hip, comma, right upper and lower extremities. Period. Medical records show she was seen by Dr. Chu, CHU, at Inspira Urgent Care on 5-15-19, having been originally seen on 5-8-19. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with sprain of the right shoulder, comma, pain in the right ankle, comma, and pain in the right wrist. Appeared she was cleared for full duty without restrictions and was discharged from care. Appeared, however, she returned on 5-22-19, complaining of intermittent pain in the right shoulder, forearm, and right great toe. Period. She was found to have reduced right great toe motion. Period. At the right shoulder, there was tenderness, but full range of motion with pain at the endpoints. Period. There was swelling of the right foot and tenderness over the foot. Period. She was thought to have worsening pain and was referred for an MRI of the right shoulder and left foot. Period. New paragraph. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 6-3-19 for pain in the right shoulder and foot. Period. He learned she was trying to restrain a 3-year-old severely disabled autistic child and injured the right shoulder and right foot. Period. And underline this, a 3-year-old would not likely have been particularly large or strong. Period. She admitted to an injury to the right shoulder at work about 18 to 19 years ago while doing a restraint. Period. He performed an exam and found mild swelling and tenderness of palpation over the right foot and great toe. Here, there was no palpable tenderness, palpation about the right shoulder. The motion was mildly decreased. Period provocative maneuvers were negative. Period x-rays of the right shoulder were negative, as were x-rays of the right foot for dislocation or fracture. Period Dr. Dwyer diagnosed underlying hallux rigidus of her right foot with a mild exacerbation. Period relative to the right shoulder, her predominant complaint was clicking and popping. Period nothing actually localizes to be certain that this is a labral issue. Period she is not tender over the AC joint and her bicep signs are equivocal. Period. He ordered 9 to 12 sessions of physical therapy with impingement protocol for the right shoulder. Period he authorized her to continue working regular duty. Period if symptoms persisted, she would have an MR to rim of the shoulder. She was to utilize Voltaren gel for the right foot. Period. Her progress was monitored by Dr. Dwyer over the next several weeks, running through 7/29/99. Period. Her shoulder was doing better, but she still has some clicking. Period. Her foot was still in pain. Period. On exam of the shoulder, she had full motion with excellent strength in all planes of motion. Period relative to the right great toe, she had pre-existing first MTP arthritic disease and has a pronated foot and wears orthotics. Period he recommended she continue with the orthotics and stiff-soled shoe. Period he was at maximum medical improvement and discharged to continue working full duty. Period he did not think she was a surgical candidate. Period. In paragraph, after a gap in care, she saw Dr. Dwyer again on 12/2/19. Period, she had obtained orthotics that did not help and only made her worse. Period, through her private insurance, she went for a second opinion at Rothman Institute. Period, they performed x-rays and recommended custom orthotics and an evaluation with Dr. Salvo for her hip. Period, she stated due to her abnormal gait, her right lateral leg and hip are causing her pain. Period. He noted x-rays of the right foot done by Dr. Daniel that showed no fractures. Period. There was evidence of osteophyte about the dorsal aspect of the first metatarsal head and dorsal base of the proximal phalanx. Period. There was evidence of mild narrowing at the level of the first metatarsal phalangeal joint. Period. It was his opinion that the hallux valgus, hallux rigidus, predated the accident. Period. She was told by Rothman that no surgery was indicated for the foot either. Period. Dr. Dwyer concluded there was no need for further diagnostic testing or therapeutic intervention relative to the shoulder, and was it maximum medical improvement? Period. She now offers new complaints of right hip pain that he thought was a stretch, quote, a stretch to relate the hip to the toe, period, end quote. She was referred to podiatry for a steel shank for her right foot. Period. New paragraph. She then saw Dr. DiVernera on 3/4/20, also at Premier Orthopedics, relative to her right leg pain. Period. On this occasion, she related the child was a 9-year-old as opposed to a 3-year-old. Period. She had orthotics made by Dr. Brandt, B-R-E-N-T. Period. Dr. DiVernera reviewed x-rays of the right foot that showed subtle soft tissue swelling, overlying the lateral margin at the distal fifth metatarsal and metatarsal phalangeal joint suspected. Paired, there were no displaced fractures or dislocations or significant effusions. Period. He wrote her hip and groin pain were significant, and she definitely has lack of internal rotation. But he was concerned for a labral tear with a mechanism of injury involving hyperextension of the hip. Period. He recommended diagnostic testing of that region. Period. On 3/17/20, he noted x-rays of the right hip showed moderate changes of degenerative disease / osteoarthritis with synovitis, comma superior joint space narrowing, comma high grade partial thickness to full thickness cartilage loss and subchondral cystic change in the anterosuperior acetabulum. There was osseous prominence at the anterior femoral head neck junction, which can be seen with underlying femoral acetabular impingement. There was an anterior labral free edge fraying and tearing without detached labral tear. Also noted were minimal changes of degenerative joint disease involving the left hip. He discussed performing a corticosteroid injection at the first MTP joint, but this would be performed simultaneous with her hip injection under anesthesia. He opined that certainly her significant arthritis of the hip was pre-existing, although she did not have pre-injury symptoms, but therefore he would consider this to be an exacerbation of her underlying pre-existing condition. She underwent injection / arthrogram of the right hip under anesthesia and injection of the right first MTP joint under anesthesia on 6/11/20. The postoperative diagnoses were exacerbation of right hip, osteoarthritis, comma right hip pain, comma hallux rigidus of the right foot, comma and right foot pain. She followed up with Dr. DiBonero postoperatively. She reported improvement in range of motion and pain in the right foot. She then participated in physical therapy on the dates described. She concurrently sought chiropractic care with Dr. Kaelin, K-A-E-L-I-N. On 7/15/20, Dr. DiVernero explained that the loss of motion at the hip is unlikely to improve. She did have approximately 40% improvement with the right hip. She felt therapy was helping and would continue it for another 4 weeks. They would consider total hip arthroplasty if she did not have significant improvement. She reported feeling the same on 8/11/20. She then also related she had some improvement but was not 100%. They elected to continue conservative treatment for the time being. New paragraph on 10/16/20. She was seen at Rothman by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A. He wrote her right foot got caught in her hip and her hip went into a hyperextended position. She was separately treated for her right foot and right shoulder at Primo Orthopedics, but had persistent right hip pain. Dr. Gupta performed an exam and reviewed right hip x-rays in March of that year. These demonstrated moderate degenerative joint disease, but no fracture. Paired MR arthrogram demonstrated degenerative joint disease with full thickness cartilage loss and subchondral cystic change in anterosuperior acetabulum, common osseous prominence at the anterior femoral head-neck junction, seen with femoral acetabular impingement, as well as anterior labral fraying with no detached labral tear. Period. He commented she does have advanced degenerative joint disease. Period. She was then going to see a hip surgical specialist at Rothman. Period. To that end, she saw Dr. Ong, O-N-G, on 11-19-20. Period. She was ready to proceed with hip replacement surgery at that time. Period. New paragraph on 3-1-21, Dr. Ong performed right total hip replacement. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was degenerative arthritis of the hip. Period. He followed her progress postoperatively. Through 4-6-22, paired right hip x-rays revealed well-fixed total hip without loosening or wear. Paired she was now 1 year status post-right hip replacement. Paired she had no complaints that day with no groin pain and ambulated without a limp. Period. The paragraph, the petitioner was also seen on 11-1-21 by pain specialist Dr. Mangla, M-A-N-G-L-A, period. He diagnosed neuralgia parasthenica, period. He started her on gabapentin and recommended a TENS unit for the right quadriceps. Period. She was to start home stretches of the right quadriceps. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She spoke continuously and was focused on every detail of her injury and treatment thereafter, running through the present. Period. Extremities upper, normal extremities lower. There was a 3.5-inch anterior right hip scar with skin retraction consistent with her hip replacement. There was some fullness of the right ankle. There was questionable stiffness of the right great toe. Period. Motion of the knees, ankles, and hips was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Pinprick sensation was diminished on the right upper and lateral thigh, but was otherwise intact. She attended a palpation about the hip scar, but there was none on the left. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels. Period. She could walk on her toes, complaining of right great toe pain. Period. She could squat and rise with support. Period. Impressions. On 5-7-19, Elder Trethaway was involved in restraining an autistic child with co-workers and alleges she sustained multiple injuries. Period. She was seen at urgent care, who initiated her on conservative treatment. Period. She then came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Dwyer and the chiropractic care of Dr. Kalin. Period. She had physical therapy and diagnostic studies. Period. He opined the right hallux rigidus was pre-existing and unrelated to the subject event. Period. He also questioned the connection between her right hip symptoms and the subject event. Period. Nevertheless, she underwent surgery. By way of hip arthroplasty on 3-1-21, Here she followed up with Dr. Ong postoperatively and did well. Period. She was also seen by Dr. DiBernaro relative to her foot and was using orthotics. Period. New paragraph, the current exam. Found there to be full range of motion about the right hip. Period. There's diminished pinprick sensation of the right upper and lateral thigh. Period. Provocative maneuvers about the hips and pelvis were negative. Period. It was questionable but unlikely no stiffness about the right great toe. Period. She did complain of right great toe tenderness while walking on her toes. Period. She was able to squat and rise with support. Period. Exam of the right shoulder was entirely unremarkable. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder and upper extremity. There's 15% permanent partial total disability of the right hip, unrelated to the subject event. Period. There was also 0% permanent partial disability at the right foot. Period. Her underlying pre-existing arthritic change at the right great toe in particular was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the event in question. Period. And that is the end.